In 2005, just a month after assuming the office of Secretary of State, Condoleezza Rice abruptly canceled a scheduled trip to Egypt. The reason? To protest the jailing of Ayman Nour, leader of Egypt's liberal opposition party. This very public rebuke of a country that the U.S. had showered with $2 billion in annual aid for the past 30 years is representative of what, it is fair to say, is a complicated yet critical relationship. For decades, U.S. presidents have spent American treasure and more recently blood in their efforts to bring about peace in the Middle East. Throughout this process, no Arab country has been more involved than Egypt. But 30 years after the signing of U.S.-brokered Camp David peace accords, the world has changed. How will a new U.S. administration under President Obama relate with Egypt today, a country itself in the midst of transition? Coming up next on Great Decisions.